You're listening to Mind Over Markets, a podcast on trading psychology to help you build a bulletproof mindset. Here's your host, George Papazov.
Hello, trade pros, and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Over Markets podcast, helping you develop the winning mindset of professional traders. I am your host, George Papazov, and if you have not already done so, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode again. And if you're not a member in our free trading room, which has now just moved to Discord, join us at community.tradeproacademy.com and trade with our team every day. That's community.tradeproacademy.com. And now, back to the show. So today we're going to be talking about a very interesting aspect of trading, all right? One that inevitably most traders, even those ones that succeed and the ones that fail, obviously, end up encountering, and that's blowing up your account. All that means is all the money you put into it when you funded your enterprise of trading, you've now lost. And, you know, this is important because what I want to focus on is helping you prevent those moments. And I've come up with some really good tips to share with you, six of them in total, to help you prevent that next account blow up and give you a chance to get through that rough patch so you could go forward with your journey. But when you start your journey at the beginning, as a trader, you start to think of the success, the profits, the lifestyle, how you'll spend your money, and you know, you have yet to earn it, really. But inevitably, when you switch from sim, where you're crushing it and having absolutely great results, sim trading, and the world is just opening up for you, the possibilities are endless. And then you switch to live trading, and you discover the real challenges of this industry. The psychological barriers, the emotionality of what we're doing, you know, all this could be discouraging. Thankfully, and the good news is that most traders that I know personally that are successful today have blown out a trading account in their time. Some two, some three, some more. All right, I fall in the category of three or more. And realistically, that's okay. One thing you need to acknowledge before you even proceed with this podcast is that this is par for the course for the journey. It might not be the journey that you expected, but it is the journey of what's realistic in our business. And this is why it's important to start small, because you will run into this possibility. Most people do. So today, I want to help you with some tips to prevent this from ever happening to you again. You've blown out your last account. It's time to turn the corner. So tip number one, this should go without saying, but fund your account with something you could lose, not what you can use. All right, I'm going to repeat that. Fund your account with what you can lose, not what you can use. Many of us have savings. All right, that we've built up over time. You know, if you think there's a problem of not having capital, there's another problem on the other side of that is having capital and not investing it. All right, that's also a burden. So what traders do here to make the biggest mistake that leads to blowouts is to overfund their account. We've heard of underfunding, but there is such a thing as overfunding as well. If you're a brand new trader, all right, that you know, you approach the industry with money management, and you have life savings of, let's say, $10,000. You're like, you know, I'm going to treat this like a business. I've saved $10,000 so far. All right. What would you invest? How much should you start with? Because this is a realistic question. But now let's flip it. If somebody was just starting out, forget about your own journey. If somebody brand new came up to you and said, hey, I want to manage your money for you. I'm a money manager. All right. How much would you like to start with? And you have $10,000 of savings. How much would you give them? Probably nothing. Why would you give them nothing? Because they're brand new. Be like, hey, I manage money. I just learned how to do it on YouTube. You would question their experience, their knowledge level. You would question their preparedness to have access to what you've worked so hard to accumulate. All right. But on the flip side of it, you're the brand new trader at some point when you started. So you got to start small yourself. All right, you wouldn't give $10,000 to somebody brand new. Why would you give that to yourself if it's all you have? All right, $1,000 is more than enough to get started with any market, really. All right, even if you have $1 million, you should start with $1,000 because inevitably you will blow out an account. And when you blow it out, if it's small, you give your chance to come back and be able to refund. Without damaging your psychology, without damaging your financial well-being for you and your family, all right? This is starting small and trading what you could lose and not what you use, all right? If you're new, more money is a liability. You would actually be shocked. The traders who come into Trade Pro Academy with the most amount of capital, people who have sold their businesses, transitioning careers, start with a smaller balance than the traders who have worked hard, all right, saved some money and wanted to start in this business. The ones with millions of dollars start smaller than likely you are planning to. All right. I've got a lot of stories on this. One trader started with $500, having 30 plus million net worth. All right, started with a $500 account because you want to learn how to do it small to get acclimatized, to learn the system, learn the operation, because you know, once you know that, you could scale up. All right, it's not an enough, you don't have enough money problem. It's a you're putting too much money in for your experience level problem. So tip number one, fund your account with what you could lose, not what you can use. Tip number two, all right, and this is a big one as well. Trade the micros. If you're a futures trader, the micros is a product that allows you to gain exposure to a market with less leverage, less capital, all right? And at the end of the day, it gives you less skin in the game so you could learn, all right? And the way you should start is start trading the smallest quantity you can at first, all right? Traders don't blow out their account by following a plan and trading small. That's not what blows out an account. They do it leveraging up and maxing out their margin so they could emotionally trade their way back out of a situation that they believe is crucial to them. They fall down on a day, they'll leverage up. You lost a 10 lot trade, now you're going to do a 20. You lose a 20, you do a 30, and you get a message on your computer saying you've reached your margin maximum. You get stopped out on that one, and it says your account no longer has enough capital to place this trade, even for a one lot. That's how you blow out an account. If you have a plan and if you're trading the smallest amount possible, if you're doing Forex, trade just one, not even a mini lot. You can do it for 1 cent. Do that. All right. If you're trading futures, trade one micro contract. If you're trading stocks, trade one share. If you're trading options, trade one contract. All right. All of this is key. By trading small, all right, and using stop losses, it's extremely hard to blow out your account. All right. You can do it. It's going to take work and it will take you longer to blow out that account, which in turn means you gave yourself a chance to learn more. Because here's the reality. Whatever you blow out in a trading account, there's some learning associated with it, even if it's small. So you're not really blowing out capital. You're learning lessons. You're paying for education. The cost of what it's going to take you to learn how to trade depends on you. All right. And these are what the tips are designed to help you do. To start out small so far, use money you could lose, not what you have available, all right? And that will give you an opportunity to stay in the industry long enough to learn how to do it properly, all right? So what you're doing when you're losing money is education costs. So look at all your blown out accounts so far and tell yourself right now, it's okay because I've learned. And to get the most value out of that, write lessons on a piece of paper. When you get home, if you're in the car at the moment, obviously don't do this now. There's liability here for me. And for you, actually, there's none for me. It's up to you. The lawyer would be extremely displeased if I said that. But take a piece of paper out when you can and write down what have you learned. You've blown out three accounts. Do little three sections on your paper, split it three horizontally. From blow up number one, what did I learn? Blow up number two, what did I learn? Blow up number three, what did I learn? And now you're looking at these moments or incidents that you normally associate with a lack of discipline with an opportunity. And the opportunity is that if you've learned all these things and you're applying them, the next blow up is less likely and you're getting closer to that ultimate moment of at least breaking even. Okay, so tip number two, trade the micros in futures. Trade the smallest scale you can. I know when you're beginning, you're most excited for profit, but that's when you need to trade the smallest because you're a liability. Let's face it, you're a liability to the business you work for, and that business is yours. So you have to earn the right to trade bigger. Always start small. Scale up with success. It's much easier than scaling down with losses. Believe me, been there, done that. Tip number three, rather, set yourself a daily drawdown limit. It's baffling to me how little people actually have a dollar amount that once they lose, they tap out and say, this is the working day. Think about being in any other job, all right? There's only so much you're willing to risk for the security of your job. There's only so many things you're willing to do outside of the tolerance or the rules. All right. Before you just say, hey, you know what? I'm getting into deep waters here. Let me rethink my strategy. But with trading, for some reason, that amount of drawdown for most traders is their entire account. So if you're going in every single day with the possibility of losing every single dollar, how much confidence do you think you're going to have as a trader? All right. It's going to be scary to put on a trade when you don't trust yourself to be able to manage your drawdowns on a daily basis. So create a plan. How much money can you lose in a day? All right. Follow it. Simple. Set a hard stop. I got some rules here. I have a stop with my broker that if I hit 10% drawdown of my total account, all right, what ends up happening is they actually restrict it for trading until I call them. Sure, they're going to unrestrict it. It's my money. They're not going to hold me from it, but it introduces an extra action step, making it more difficult, hence giving me some time to reflect before I take these actions. All right. And then they're going to pull up my account. They're going to see I have a drawdown. I'm going to have to acknowledge to somebody I'm getting them to unfreeze my account because I screwed up and I want to keep going. All right. Your broker should have daily drawdown and risk management parameters that they help you manage. Okay. They should. Any modern day broker does. Investigate that. Set a daily drawdown limit. More importantly than setting it, come up with one. Come up with a plan for any given day. How much of your money are you willing to risk in order to generate the return that you're hopeful for? This is like insurance. All right. You don't pay your car insurance hoping that you crash every month so you get your money's worth, right? I think the money's worth concept is the most ridiculous things that one of the most ridiculous things that humans have come up with. Getting your money's worth is dependent on you. This is like an insurance policy. You're not hoping to crash. You're not hoping to hit it, but it's there to limit your liability. It's there in the event that it does happen to protect you, to serve you. It's not a goal. It's a safety mechanism. Set a daily drawdown limit, stick to it, follow it, and that'll limit your chances of getting emotional and blowing out your whole account in one day. All right? So let's move on to tip number four. And I hope you guys are enjoying this podcast so far. And, you know, we're making our way through it. We're halfway through the list. And hopefully you're having some big revelations. I'm going to open up a bubbly here, sparkling water. You're going to hear a little pop. So refreshing. I must have shaken it because this wasn't the intended consequence. It's now all over the table. But I didn't get the mic. Don't worry. Tip number four. And this one's imperative as well. These are all important. And so is this one. Find an accountability partner to do trade reviews. Let's get real about this. If you're the only person that looks at your performance, you're only accountable to yourself. All right? Some people deal well with self-accountability. Others don't. Some flourish, others perish in this kind of atmosphere. Identify which one you are. All right? Even if you are a person who has extreme accountability to yourself, you're in the best shape of your life. You never miss a meeting. All right. Everything that happens in your life, you own the result. All right. You're always relied upon by your friends to be the problem solver. You're just that kind of person. Great. But you still need somebody as an accountability partner. Most people don't fall in that category. Most people fall in the category of they're only accountable. All right. To things that they're not in control of. They're accountable to their boss for their career. They're accountable to their education to limit the amount of opportunities they have. They're accountable to value systems, et cetera. But when the accountability turns to you and you're the one driving and everyone is looking, they're not comfortable in that situation. You definitely need an accountability partner. All right. Think about in the workplace setting, in school, we have, you know, teachers at school, we have bosses at work, we have parents, we all have them biologically. Some are biological, some aren't. But we have people who are parental figures that we look up to, that we've taken advice from. We hire coaches, performance coaches in sports. You know, there's all kinds of coaching. The coaching industry is blown up. The coaching industry hasn't blown up because everyone's accountable. The coaching industry has blown up because everyone has a hard time with this. So I've made the case for why you need an accountability partner, all right? Find somebody in a similar step of your journey. One of the biggest mistakes new traders make when looking for accountability partner is finding somebody who's been trading profitably for 30 years and hoping that that person takes them under their wing. Think about it from that person's point of view, right? There has to be an equal exchange of value in order for a relationship to work like that, especially like a mentorship. Not really mentorship, because mentorship, the exchange of value is somebody's time for your money, typically. But if somebody's at the same level as you, the feedback they have to provide you is actually more helpful, right? If you go to a trader that's been doing this for 30 years and say, hey, can you be my accountability partner? They'll look at your journal and say, what the hell were you doing? What feedback do you have for me, sir? I'd like to know. Slap yourself 3 times and try again tomorrow, right? Because it's been so long in their past that that's been a problem in their journey. There's really no advice they could give you that's relevant to you. Somebody at your level is seeing the market like you and can actually teach you more than somebody who knows it already, who's traveled down that path 20 years ago. The game changes. The markets change. It's valuable to find an accountability partner at your level today. This is what you want to look for. Doesn't mean you can't have a mentor that you follow, you trade with, they give you advice, you know, they help you with your milestones along your journey. They help, you know, when you get to a fork in the road, they tell you which way to go and why, right? They reveal information to you that isn't accessible. But what we're talking about here is every day, review your trades with somebody who's at a similar playing field as you. Massive value. This is where our community members thrive. I can tell you from being in this business since 2012 in the educational business and being a trader professionally on a trading desk, all right, in 2009 on to 2016, 7 years in a professional firm, all right, and somebody who's traded personally since 2001, I can tell you this, the traders that succeed don't do it alone, all right? Oftentimes, the biggest turning point for a trader is finding somebody who's similar to them or a community similar to them that they want to belong to take their performance to the next level. The traders in our community that blow up and do extremely well at TradePro Academy, it's never a surprise. All right, we could pick those traders with a high rate of success. I'd be more successful picking who's going to succeed sometimes in the trades I'm taking, right? Because there's more information available. And those people that succeed without fail are the ones that put the most amount of work into it, the ones who share the most, the ones who use accountability partners, the ones who share their struggles, the ones who help lift other people when they're struggling, right? That's what accountability means. Find somebody to be working with. Find somebody that could be on your team, because the reality is anything you do in life, you don't do alone, right? The sports that you watch on the weekend, it's a team playing, right? The workforce you belong to, you're on a team, and that team funnels up an organizational structure to another team, which goes to another team. The CEO has a team. All right, they report to the board. The board has a team, each other, and you know the people that support them in their lives and whatever their values are. We all have a team. If you're doing this alone, chances for blowing out account are super high. Let's move on to tip number 5. We're making some good strides here. I want to keep it in under the 30-minute mark for solo casts, because who wants to listen to me talk for longer than 30 minutes, right? It's a one-on-one conversation we're having. Tip number five to prevent blowing up accounts. If it's broke, don't fix it. All right, let me say that again. If it's broke, don't fix it. Let me tell you something and why. We love problem solving, all right? Problem solving is North America's pastime. We all think everything is broken and it's up to us to fix it, all right? We solve our problems. We solve other people's problems. We give advice. We want to save the world. All right? It's all awesome. It's amazing. It's good intention. All right? But trading is one of the most emotional things you'll ever do. All right? You can't solve a problem that just happened right now. You know, the issue with their society is we want solutions. We're problem solvers, which is great, but the issue is we want them yesterday. Right, you're not going to fix the world hunger issue as quickly as your Amazon Prime package gets to your door. Right, it's just not going to happen. And so this instant gratification, this instant result that we're conditioned to expect through the convenience of the way our society is structured is precisely why trading's so hard. It's why you blow accounts. Because you're trying to solve a problem that just happened. You need time to recover. Right, you need proper time to accept the situation. You got to get back to your analytical frame of mind and remove the emotion so you could be consciously aware of what you're doing. When emotion triggers and your reptilian brain takes over, you don't have any conscious awareness. The actions you take are not actions that are thought out. They're responsive, they're instantaneous. And if you've ever wondered, hey, I wonder why I reacted this way in this situation, I didn't think of that. It's because it's a subconscious mind at work, all right? Getting you out of the things causing you hurt and danger, which is emotion. So when you encounter a day where you're having a really rough time, you're emotionally trading, you're losing trade after trade, all right? You just want to make it back. You know you're going to get it back. You're sizing up. You're making one bad decision after another, all right? Stop, all right? Walk away. Take some time to accept what's just happened and then look back to see the clear picture of what went wrong. Very few people that I personally know, all right, me included, can get into a tough situation and instinctually get it right every single time. I follow my intuition. It's taken me a very long time in my personal development journey to get to a level where I trust my intuition in these circumstances. But in trading, you know, when I get into that kind of rut, I stop because I know getting out of a trading situation is harder than getting yourself out of a life or death situation. Believe me, it sounds nuts, but instinctually, if something happens to you in an alleyway, you're going to be led with information how to avert that situation. It's often really good. You should trust your gut in those fight or flight times. All right. In trading, don't, because your analytical mind is fighting your subconscious. All right. What you want analytically is not really referencing or in sync with what your subconscious mind's trying to do. Analytically, you want to make it back. Your subconscious mind wants to stop feeling pain. Those two things are at odds. So you got to be far removed from the problem to know the cause. So if you're down $750 on a $2,000 account, is now the best time to solve your problem? Realistically, you know, do you want to make back your $750 or do you want to save $1,650 for tomorrow? Because this is the decision we make, right? And you don't think about it till now. You're like, I want to make back the $750. Let's go. Because humans exercise loss aversion. Loss to us is a stronger emotion than any kind of gain. So obviously, you automatically go into loss aversion of making back $750, but you don't think that you still got $1,650 left for tomorrow. And with one good trade, two good trades, three, maybe more than that, maybe a few days, maybe take you a few weeks. But with the right attitude, whatever you have left, no matter how much you're down, is enough. Because remember I told you, the most successful people in other areas of life start with the least amount of capital in trading. Because you're not learning how to trade, you're just learning a new tool through which to embody the success you already have. All right? Think about this. If you're driving down the highway and one of your wheels falls off, you know, knock on wood, I'm knocking for you. All right? What is your first thought? Are you thinking, well, how am I going to put this tire back on? So if I just go get the car jack right now, which is in the trunk, but hey, I'm not going to be able to make it to the trunk. Maybe I'll crawl over and put this in cruise control. Then I could just get the car jack. But what if the bolts are stripped because my wheel's off? Maybe they're flying down the highway. How will I find the bolts? Is that what you're thinking? Hell no. You're trying to avoid objects and come to a stop without colliding into something that'll cause you damage. All right. So why is it any different in trading? Right? When you get yourself in a hole and you sense it getting bigger, just stop. You don't have to make the money back you've lost. It'll be an easier journey and a more likely one to make back the money with what you have left. Huge distinction. Go do something else. Then review your trades. Remember the accountability partner thing? Call your accountability partner. Tell them what happened. Don't keep trading. Right? If you're in a hole, you're going to just keep digging. And the times that you do get out of the hole will give you false confidence that you can get out of these sticky situations. And next time you're going to go even bigger. You're going to get into a bigger hole. You need more margin to climb out of it. And inevitably, your account blows up that one day where you didn't get out of it. Right? If you get out of a big down day by just doing the wrong habits, that's a fluke. It's not sustainable. All right. And that's a big one. If it's broke, don't fix it just yet. All right, last but not least, Tip number 6 to prevent account blowups. This one hurts to even read. Risking it all. The YOLO. I call it YOLO will leave you solo. Think about this. If you lost everything you had, how many people would still be around you, right? This is why to us, wealth is so important from a value standpoint. Because inevitably, from thousands of years of evolution, there's a sense of you having to provide for the people you love. All right. That's not gender specific. Everyone has to provide something. End of the day, our goal for existence is to provide for our family, for ourselves. What the heck's the point of it all? No one knows, but we know we have to provide. This is what we're here for. Especially when you have a family, the pressure for me to provide increased like tenfold when I had my first kid. My wife has her own business. She does extremely well. You know, and I'm lucky that I could have focus only on myself up to the point where I had a kid. Now it's different. Okay, now I'm doing it for legacy. It's not just for myself anymore. Okay, so this YOLO thing, YOLO will leave you solo, is probably something you've never heard. If you did, I made it up. So that person's in trademark violation. I didn't trademark this. But you only live once. This is true, as far as we know. In this body, in this experience we're having, you probably have one shot. Maybe there's other lives, who knows? But this person that you are right now, you most likely have one shot at it, as far as we know. So if it is YOLO, if you only live once, why waste your life trying to do something you know is just luck? All right? What is the benefit of putting $1 million on a trade on margin and you only have 100K and that 100K is your kid's tuition money? What would be the benefit of taking that 1 million and turning it into 10? Do you think you're providing for your family that way? Do you think that kind of risk is actually providing anything other than a lesson to your kids that risking it all is okay? What if they risk it all and get it wrong? That money means nothing. Risking it all and it working out is the worst thing that can happen to you, right? Let me tell you something. When you go YOLO on a trade, the worst outcome is you win and you win big. Because I've seen this happen as well numerous times. People make a lot of money at the beginning. It's called beginner's luck because they're not overthinking it. And now that they've started to make money, they get protective and they start to overthink every trade and they slowly give it all back. YOLO will leave you solo, right? You have one life to live. And if you keep doing that, YOLOing into it, you'll be broke and defeated for that life. Why spend it that way? All right. Big risks make big profits, but they lose more often. The probabilities are lower, right? And you're always kind of one corrective action away from losing everything. Is that the kind of life you really want? Think about that. Doesn't matter if you have $10 million, if you have $100 million, $500 million. If you YOLOed it, do you think you'll ever feel like you deserve that, knowing it was sheer luck? Do you think you'll treat that money any differently? What stories will you tell people about how you created that money? When they ask you, hey man, I've saved $30,000. You've made a dollar into $60 billion. Can you teach me how to provide for my family too? What lessons will you give that person? Right? It's an empty goal. How many stories have you heard of lotto winners? 1/3 of lotto winners go broke. The average person in their 20s, 30s, and 40s who was given an inheritance or large financial gift quickly lost half the money through spending or poor investments, right? If you don't have $10 million today, you have a $1,000 account and you're trying to make as much money as possible, the reason you don't have that money you're going for is because your mindset isn't there yet. If you have a $1,000 mindset, you have a $1,000 account. If you have a $10 million mindset, you already have a $10 million account. What you need to focus on is development, personal development. Forget about the dollars. YOLOing isn't going to help you. It's not going to help you feel more complete. It's not going to help you feel like a winner, even if the profits are there. All right? Here's the reality of money management in general. If you didn't make the money, you're not going to be able to manage or handle it. Simple as that. Money is just a reflection of where our mindset's at. That's it. It's a mindset meter. A massive amount of money won't make your problems disappear. All right. If you believe that, I hope you find out it's not true. All right. It really isn't. it just makes them more noticeable. All those problems that you think money could help prevent are preventable today. You could take action to prevent those problems and to make all of your problems disappear with action that doesn't require the kind of money that you think it does. If you have the same problems and you YOLO and make a ton of money, it just makes the things that you're insecure about more noticeable. All right. And I speak from this firsthand. I remember when I started getting success in trading, getting success with my business, getting success in my life. You know, I started to buy nice things. It's natural. You want to buy nice things, you know, nice clothes, $500 t-shirts, $1,000 t-shirts, you know, $4,000 jackets, that kind of stupid stuff. And then I wore it and I still felt like, you know what? This isn't great. The most expensive splurges I've ever had in my life are meaningful. The watches that I buy, these things that I treat myself with because I've accomplished something are the things I value the most. Those t-shirts, spend all that money on, they mean nothing. You just feel empty, right? You don't want money. You want progress. And unfortunately, a lot of people find that out. Think about this. If you only want to make money in your life and one day you do and you're upset, that's a slippery slope. And I'm here to tell you this. No matter how much you have in your bank account, more of what you have in your bank account will not equal more happiness. Don't want money, you want progress. But guess what? That's beautiful because you can have that right now. Progress is free. Progress isn't even cheap, it's free. You can have progress right now if you just decide to get a little bit better every single day at trading. All right, forget about YOLOing, forget about trying to make a huge amount of return. Try to get better every single day, little by little as a trader. What you're doing is improving yourself, improving your satisfaction, improving your health, improving the kind of role model that you are to the person in your life. Because it isn't the result. I saw a trader on Twitter that said, most important part is P&L. That's horrifically wrong. It isn't the result that we want, right? And you know, counterintuitively, we want to make so much money to provide for our family. The family, like the kid, doesn't know what the money means. What the kid learns is the habits that you're using to earn that money. To my son, Isaiah, who's turning a year old in less than 2 weeks, money means nothing. All right? It means nothing. What he's looking at closely to me is my values, my actions, my responses, how I engage with him, how I engage with his mother. These are things you could do today without having a single dollar to your name, right? So, you know, commit to doing this as a trader, commit to getting better, or sorry, doing this as a career rather, commit to being a better trader every single day, little by little. And you're going to get to that amount of money. You're going to surpass it. And you're going to look back at it and said, wow, this is all I thought I wanted. There was so much more than this. And along the route, you're going to learn, you're going to teach values to your family. All right, you're going to have satisfaction because you have progress. And if you want to YOLO, put on the Drake song and leave the YOLO to Drake and the Twitter spammers. All right, YOLO is not for you. You're a trade pro. That's what I had. Want to get off my chest. Those are 6 tips. Go through them very quickly. Just the headlines. Tip number 1, fund your account with what you could lose, not what you have to use. Tip number 2, trade the micros and futures or the smallest quantity at first for whatever product you're trading. Tip number 3, set a daily drawdown limit. Tip number 4, you can tell it's almost the end of the show. Find an accountability partner for trade reviews. Tip number 5, if it's broke, don't fix it just yet. And the last tip, risking it all, YOLO will leave you solo. Focus on progress. That's all for today's episode. Trade Pros, I thank you for listening. If you love this episode, please share it with a friend or someone who would find this message helpful on their trading mindset journey. Also, if you enjoy listening to the show, please leave us a rating and a review on iTunes. The next one we read on our podcast could be yours. And lastly, don't forget to join our free trading room where myself, Victorio, Sarah, and all of our other traders trade in Discord. And to get into our server, you just have to visit community.tradeproacademy.com. And I'll talk to you in there personally. Look forward to meeting you. Again, community.tradeproacademy.com. Until next time, everyone, good luck, good trading, and have a great day. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Mind Over Market podcast. You can find us at tradeproacademy.com.